This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Senator John McCain got a boost yesterday from a former rival. Presidential candidate Mitt Romney held a press conference and said this.
I am honored today to give my full support to Senator McCain's candidacy for the presidency of the United States. I'm officially endorsing his candidacy. And today I'm asking my delegates to vote for Senator McCain at the convention.
The former GOP candidate Romney went on to say that even when the primaries got tough and the rhetoric against each candidate got intense, he said the, quote, caliber of the man was apparent. Meanwhile, in the Democratic race, Senator Hillary Clinton scored a much-needed victory in New Mexico after a marathon vote count that went on for 9 days after Super Tuesday. The state's Democratic Party named her the winner of the New Mexico caucus. She took 14 delegates from that state. Barack Obama won 12. Both candidates are looking ahead to big contests in Ohio and Texas on March 4th. Federal health officials in the U.S. say it's time for people living in more than 38,000 FEMA trailers along the Gulf Coast to get out of them. New testing shows the formaldehyde levels in the trailers were 5 times higher than normal and up to 40 times higher in some cases. Here's NPR's Kathy Lohr with details.
FEMA says the agency will work to move people into apartments and hotels to get them out of trailers. Teams will visit individual trailers, and they'll hold community meetings on the health effects of formaldehyde. Caseworkers will be available to meet with residents about health issues and about housing options. The agency says 15,000 have moved out of trailers since November. That leaves at least 6,000 in group sites and thousands who live in trailers on their own property while they're rebuilding. The bottom line, health officials say everyone living in the trailers should get out by summer.
NPR's Kathy Lohr reporting. Legislation to expand the U.S. government's terrorist surveillance powers is stalled. A temporary law that makes it easier for the government to spy on foreign phone calls and emails that pass through the U.S. That's set to expire Saturday night at midnight. President Bush has said the consequences would be dire if that happens. But House Democrats broke for recess yesterday without renewing the law. They say it's unnecessary and it compromises Americans' civil liberties. And the baseball steroids hearing before a congressional committee yesterday may have been good drama, but some say it may not have been a good idea. The chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, Democrat Henry Waxman, said he regretted holding the hearing. That's according to the New York Times. Waxman said it unnecessarily damaged the reputations of both Roger Clemens, the pitcher accused of using steroids, and Brian McNamee, the trainer who says he injected them. Waxman says Clemens' lawyers wanted the hearing in the first place. Clemens' lawyers say they tried to get it called off, but were rebuffed by Waxman's staff. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.